I'm going to come through the country, and I am going to kill the firstborn son in every single family, from Pharaoh's son down to the slave daughter's son. There will be weeping and mourning as every son, every firstborn son will be killed. Except, this is what I want the Israelites to do. I want them to go out and to find a lamb, not just any lamb, a perfect, spotless lamb. And I want them to slaughter it. And I want them to take the blood of that lamb and to paint it on the frames of their houses. And on that night, as God came through Egypt, and as the firstborn sons were killed, he passed over the houses where the blood of the lamb painted the door frames. And they were spared. Can you imagine that next morning in Egypt? Can you imagine the weeping and the mourning and as they all woke up to find their firstborn sons dead? Can you imagine the Israelites realizing who God was and how God had spared them? How God had saved them? How God had redeemed them? That is what we know as Passover. And it was this feast, this Passover feast, that God actually instructed the Israelites to remember from generation to generation. Do this, he says, because you need to remember who I am. You need to remember that I came and I redeemed you. I paid the price so that you could get out of slavery and bondage. I paid the price because I love you and I want you to be part of my family. Do this. Eat this Passover meal every year and remember who I am. And so it was this meal that Jesus came and sat down with his disciples to eat, to remember who God was and what he had done. They sat down to eat this meal together before Jesus, the Lamb of God, was led to the cross. And it was at this Passover meal that Jesus held up the third cup, this cup of redemption. And he said these words, "This wine is a token of God's new covenant to save you, an agreement sealed with the blood I poured out for you." This wine, he says, is a symbol of the promise that God makes that he will redeem you. It is sealing an agreement that I am paying the price for you. So you don't have to live with whatever that thing was that you thought of earlier, that burden that you're carrying, that brokenness, that sin. You don't have to live with that. This cup of redemption promises that I am your redeemer. And I have paid the price so that you can join me and be in my family and not have to live in that slavery anymore. The Israelites had sacrificed a perfect lamb to find this freedom, but Jesus sacrificed himself for our freedom. Peter, in one of his letters to the early church, reminded them that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your feudal way of life inherited from your forefathers, but you are redeemed with precious blood, as of a lamb unblemished and spotless. You were redeemed with the blood of Christ. Jesus Christ is your redeemer. His blood is the only thing that can free you. His blood is the only thing that can get rid of that burden or that guilt or that sin or that brokenness that's in your life. We can try to set that burden down. We can try to fix it ourselves. We can try to run away from it. But the reality of it is that we are slaves to sin and to brokenness. The only way to find freedom is through Jesus and his blood. The shedding of God's blood, the shedding of Jesus' blood, redeems those who believe in him It is the price that God paid to bring you into His family. And so as we drink this third cup of redemption, celebrate and remember God's promise to you that He shed His blood for you. He loves you, and He redeems you. Celebrate that now.